Ever wonder why some people zoom up the career ladder while others remain stuck despite working just as hard? The secret lies in understanding the unwritten rules that govern workplace advancement. Tessa White, known as the Job Doctor to her million-plus TikTok followers, has decoded these hidden dynamics in her groundbreaking book. Drawing from her remarkable journey from secretary to Fortune 50 executive without a college degree, she reveals the uncomfortable truths most discover too late, if at all. The workplace operates on predictable patterns that, once understood, can transform frustration into opportunity. Instead of fighting against corporate nature, you can learn to work within it, turning workplace challenges into stepping stones for advancement. Companies aren't good or bad, they're mathematical equations with predictable patterns. Every decision passes through one fundamental filter: will this make money? This explains why sales departments enjoy favored status and why expenditures must demonstrate ROI. Understanding this reality gives you power. Instead of fighting against your employer's nature, speak their language. When making requests, frame them from the company's perspective. Focus on results backed by numbers, not ideas backed by feelings. Remember, HR exists primarily to protect the company, not to help employees get what they want. Success comes from understanding that companies rarely spend more without getting more in return. Respond to business language, not feelings, and make decisions based on budget constraints and precedents. Most employees, regardless of level, have limited insight into how they're truly perceived. Your manager's perception is critical. Watch for warning signs like reduced interaction or increased oversight, which warrant direct discussion. Without explicit recognition as a top performer, assume you aren't one. Companies privately categorize talent, offering select opportunities and compensation to top performers without broader visibility. Don't wait for elite status to pursue development. Propose your own growth plan and actively seek feedback rather than waiting for annual reviews. Regular input may feel uncomfortable initially, but becomes increasingly valuable as it evolves from unsettling to coaching-like guidance. Success requires more than hard work. It demands solving business-critical problems. Use the GAP framework to identify opportunities: good to great, meaningful improvement, access, required capabilities, and plan, implementation steps. Start with problems within your control, then expand to department and company-wide initiatives. Those who play in the gap by focusing on outcomes rather than maintenance become more promotable and create experimental opportunities for themselves. Real power comes from being listened to and having your opinion sought after, not from titles. Rather than waiting for senior positions, build influence from wherever you are. This requires three stops: waiting for others to define problems, seeking permission, doubting your right to opinions, and three starts: asking questions, connecting data points, speaking up with what-if scenarios. Organizations typically leave 80 to 90% of their information as unutilized dark data, creating opportunities to uncover valuable insights. Companies showing the strongest growth attribute 20% of earnings to data analytics initiatives, according to McKinsey. Build personal influence by speaking with numbers. Use tangible value data for raise negotiations, validate promotion readiness with certifications, and guide teams with data-driven visions. Cultivate knowledge by dedicating 15 minutes daily to business news, monitoring department dashboards, reviewing company results, and engaging with professional networks. The most influential people don't just possess information, they know how to apply it effectively within their sphere. Contrary to popular belief, honest communication during difficult conversations builds rather than breaks trust. Those who engage in active communication are much more likely, 84% versus 25%, to be recognized for their work and receive promotions. Effective communication requires balancing courage and consideration. Real courage means having difficult conversations directly with people rather than complaining to others. Everything you say in a difficult conversation must assume good intent in the other person. Three questions can diffuse conflict better than any other technique. Is that what you intended? Do you see it differently? And is there something I'm missing here that would help me understand? These non-judgmental phrases create space for the other person to share their perspective without feeling blamed. When addressing conflict, transform accusatory language into dialogue that opens opportunities for solutions. Instead of angrily telling a team they obviously don't want to succeed, describe the gap between expectations and results, then ask how to get back on track. Rather than threatening to leave if denied a raise, acknowledge increased responsibilities and ask about the manager's perspective on career growth and compensation. The fundamental lie about career advancement is that the skills that earned your first promotion will continue to serve you at higher levels. In reality, each career stage requires entirely new competencies. At the entry level, stage one, the doers, the primary objective is consistency and reliability. Job number one is following instructions dependably, with rewards coming from proactive communication about task status. Stage two, supervisors and individual contributors, the achievers, marks a shift from following instructions to working independently. Job number one becomes driving results without constant guidance, with rewards coming from critical thinking and smart prioritization. At stage three, mid-level professionals, the collaborators, independence becomes your kryptonite, while building strong partnerships becomes your superpower. The fundamental shift is toward interdependence, where job number one becomes collaborating effectively across silos. At stage four, directors and vice presidents, the builders, having strong opinions is necessary, but they must be right since your job depends on results. The primary focus shifts to securing buy-in and resources for strategic plans. At stage five, senior vice presidents and C-suite, the expanders, you become an architect for both your company and industry. Your primary job is defining the future path, with rewards coming from creating confidence and cohesion. The workplace operates on predictable patterns that can transform frustration into opportunity. Money flows to those who ask, not those who wait. Companies expect negotiation. No one will advocate for your pay but you. A $5,000 difference in starting salary between two 25-year-olds with annual 3% raises creates a $377,000 lifetime earnings gap. The people earning meaningful raises are those who proactively advocate for themselves. Level the loyalty equation with your employer through three risk tiers. The just do it bucket requires no announcements. Take stretch breaks, eat lunch away from desk, schedule PTO. The get input bucket involves manager aware adjustments, declining unnecessary meetings, and setting after hours boundaries. The big ask bucket covers high stakes requests like temporary help or resources. Understanding your company's political landscape means learning its operational rules. Every organization has a unique political fingerprint reflecting its priorities in speed, autonomy, innovation, and risk tolerance. Career success comes from working smarter, not harder, by understanding these unwritten rules. You can either resist the system or learn to navigate it effectively for better outcomes.